this day in 1936. We dig into the world of music. Dale Hawkins, singer-songwriter, rhythm guitarist, best known for this recording of Susie Q, later be made more famous by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Dale Hawkins died in 2010 at the age of 73, but born on this day back in 1936, Dale Hawkins and Susie Q. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We are joined now on the program by Christian Schneider, senior reporter for The College Fix. Find it at thecollegefix.com. Christian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Also a piece at the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. Bias teams welcome the class of 1984. The title, people can find it at the Wall Street Journal. And this is the result of a whole lot of work on your behalf through Freedom of Information Act requests, looking at bias incidents at major universities and how these bias response. What the heck is a bias response team, first of all?
So basically what's happened is all over the country in hundreds of universities, they have set up what they're calling bias response teams, which is systems by which students or other campus members can basically report one another on this website for alleged bias or hate incidents. So, of course, those are always in the eye of the beholder. So what we did was to go do a Freedom of Records request and find out at public universities what exactly these students are actually reporting on each other, which essentially turns, you know, a campus into a surveillance state where students are pretty much just narking on each other nonstop.
Now, there are many examples at the College Fix and also in this Wall Street Journal piece. There was at least one that I see here from Michigan State University. What did you find at Michigan State or perhaps even University of Michigan?
Well, at Michigan State, this is probably kind of the most famous one that we found. There was a student who woke up from a nap one day in his dorm room, and he looked over and he saw his roommate watching an internet video of conservative commentator Ben Shapiro, who's, you know, a little bit controversial. Sometimes he comes to campuses, sometimes people protest him being on campus, but he's for the most part, you know, straight down the line conservative. But this guy sees his roommate watching that, immediately goes to his computer and reports him to the administration for watching a video in his own dorm room, which is where things have gotten at this point.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised that student was able to lift himself out of bed to get to the computer to make the report. So offended he must have been. Christian Schneider with us from the College Fix, thecollegefix.com. Supporters, Christian, would say, hey, what's the harm here? There's nothing wrong with having bias response teams or the ability for students to tell authorities with the college when they're offended or something's bothering them. What's the problem here?
Well, yeah, that's what people who are in favor of them say. They say, well, we're not rushing in and breaking up free speech in classrooms or in dorm rooms or anything. People can still say what they want, but, you know, it is a problem when you have the threat of being visited by a campus diversity counselor or have to sit in front of a panel to explain a joke that you make, you know, in private. There was a woman who joked about in class about, well, you know, sometimes I'm so schizophrenic, and she got reported. At the University of Minnesota, there's a food service worker who greeted an Asian American student in Japanese and got reported. At the University of Utah, there was a student who complained that an outdoors group had Hawaiian shirt night because it was offensive to Hawaiians and Asian Pacific students.
I would have been in big trouble on campus because I was a big Hawaiian shirt guy, so I would have been offending left and right, apparently.
You're like Magnum P.I. on campus, right?
Yeah. Did you see the follow-up letter to the editor to the Wall Street Journal after your piece ran? The guy who said there was a report, I can't recall what school, but professor had said he was writing something on the board for large enough for aging eyes, and a student had heard him say for Asian eyes, and he was Asian and reported him for being offensive and biased.
Oh, my goodness. I did not see that, but yeah, that's... So, I mean, that's actually one of the things that we found. I've looked at over 300 examples of these things, and a lot of it is professors who you're standing up there in front of a class of, you know, 200, 300 people, and if one person mishears something or doesn't understand something correctly, then you get reported and you have no recourse other than to try to clear your name. And this stuff could go on your permanent record. It doesn't always, but that's got to have professors in a really weird position these days.
You can find a whole bunch of this stuff at thecollegefix.com. And while you're there at The College Fix, there's a brand new video series that has just begun called The College Facts. The first one deals with this piece on bias response teams. What's your hope and plans for the video series at The College Fix?
Yeah, sadly, everybody's going to have to look at me now.
that beard's a little grayer than I recall it.
I used to write for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and this is kind of a thing that I did a little bit there, where it's just me sitting at a desk, kind of editorialized, and hopefully making them a little funny. So that's the plan for this. This is the first one this week. It's right there on the front page of thecollegefix.com, and go check it out.
Thecollegefix.com, and you can find Christian on Twitter as well, at Schneider_CM. And a quick plug here, because I know you won't object, a really fun book that Christian wrote. I guess it was maybe the end of last year already. 1916, The Blog, which you can find at Amazon and also linked at his Twitter bio as well, but well worth a read. Christian Schneider, find him at thecollegefix.com. Thanks, Christian, for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Steve Gruber Show, brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.